Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Here's Pastor Mark Pearl. Enjoy the message.
This morning, I want to start in the book of Galatians, chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6, just spend a little time talking about something that is, you know, it's kind of been rolling around in me for a while, but I think it's time to bring it out and cook it. Praise God, or eat it. I think we've cooked it long enough. It's time to eat it. I want to talk to you this morning about waiting on the harvest, or you could say waiting on your harvest. And so he said, I didn't know I had a harvest. Well, maybe you don't, but you should have one out there. Amen, coming your way. All right. And so let's go here to some scripture in Galatians chapter 6, verse 6. The Bible says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So let me know, if you don't think you're going to reap what you sow, you're deceived. And you're trying to mock God, and He's not mocked. Now, when I say that, a lot of times people just think about the bad things. You know, they want to grab the scripture out of Hosea, you've sown to the wind and reaped the whirlwind. But this says, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. And notice, it doesn't say God does the sowing. It says man soweth. A lot of people are wanting a harvest, but they're wanting to leave it up to God. And why isn't God doing this, or why isn't God doing that? And they haven't sown for it. The reasons you don't have, or you won't have, watermelon in your backyard this year is because you didn't sow for it. You can't blame it on God. He provided everything. You know what I'm saying? He provided the ground. He provided the sunshine. He provided the water. He provided the seed, but He won't do the planting. He gives us everything, but He doesn't do it Himself. We have to do it. Amen. And so now I like, there's a translation called the J.B. Phillips translation, and this verse 7, it translates it this way: a man's harvest in life will depend entirely on what he sows. So let's talk about this just a little bit, because I think it's important that we realize that your life, my life, all of our lives are a compilation of what we have been sowing or haven't been sowing, maybe. Maybe we haven't sown. Just like, you know, the offering this morning, I thought that was excellent. And what Brother Greg said about waiters and waitresses not wanting to work on Sunday morning, that's a big issue with the church people, that we need to do something about ourselves. Amen. In other words, Let's make tipping great again. Anybody works in a restaurant saying amen right now. Now, why is that? Because it's like he said, we're not just generous in church, we're generous outside of church, because we're not just sowing in church, we're sowing every day all the time. Our thoughts, our words, our deeds are seeds. So what we allow ourselves to do during the week, you know, even though churchy people might not see it, you're planting seed. Right? And so we've always made it, Phyllis and I make it a rule that we go over and above board. If we're going to witness to somebody waiting on our table, we're not going to give them a quarter tip. They're going to leave blessed. Amen. You say, well, what if they don't do a good job? Well, still remember who you are. I had to learn that from my wife. One time we weren't being taken very good care of, and I said, it's going to reflect in their tip. And she had to remind me, remember who you are. Yeah. Not Mark Pearl. That's not what she's talking about. Remember whose I am. Yeah. Amen. I'm a servant of the Most High God, and I'm not just good to you when you're good to me. My Bible tells me to be kind to the unkind. Bless those that curse you. Do good to those that hate you. Pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is seed we sow, right? You know our words, the way we talk to people, right? The way we treat people. That's how we sow. I don't just treat my wife nice when I'm in front of church people. You shouldn't either. Or your husband, vice versa. Why? Because I'm sowing seed. I love her to start with, but I'm sowing seed. I got to remember I'm sowing seed. And whatever a man sows, right? You ever heard people say there's no love? Maybe not in our church, but maybe in our church. I don't know. But maybe you've heard people say there's no love in this church. And I Lewis love what Doc said one time to a lady in his church. He had an older lady in his church that was a troublemaker, caused problems with people. One day she told him, said, well, I'm leaving the church. He said, well, why? She said, there's no love in this church. And he said, she was the worst one of the whole bunch. And I love what he said to her. He said, the fact we let you stay here proves we walk in love. Amen. So we have to understand that our lives, whether we like that thought or not, our lives are a compilation of what we've been sowing or we haven't been sowing. I understand we face attacks, and so, you know, there's things that happen, but I'm just talking about the generality of our life. It's a compilation of what we've been sowing and what we haven't been sowing. Because the Bible says whatever a man sows, he'll also reap. Nobody gives me anything, Pastor. Nobody blesses me. Well, you've got to ask yourself, do I give anybody anything? Do I bless anybody? Do I do that? Right? You know, it's like we like I said, we believe in tithing. We believe, you know, tithing's the getting on point. How many know that? And so we believe in tithing, but we believe beyond that, that God wants us to be a blesser. Because really when you think about it, and I've talked about this before, but it's true, everything we have in life, it doesn't belong to us. Right. And we say, well, that's my money, it's my this, my that. No, it's not, because if it was, you'd take it with you when you died. Yep. But you won't take anything with you, because Paul said we came in, he said, listen, naked we came into this life, naked, we're going to leave. Wear some clothes in between. How many understand what he's saying? We came in with nothing. We're not. We came in without anything. We're leaving without anything. Right? So we have to go back and we have to understand that you and I, we really, our lives are a compilation of what we've been sowing. Have we been good? Have we been kind? Have we been sowing spiritual things, right? Look what he says. Let's read this out. He says, for he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. So how many know if you do what your flesh wants to do, you're going to have a harvest? Yeah. It's called corruption. Yeah. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So if you sow to the Spirit or spiritual things, you're going to reap life everlasting. So we're either sowing to the flesh or we're sowing to the Spirit. And that determines our harvest, whether it's corruption or whether it's life everlasting. And let us not be, verse 9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, I want to stop there because this is basically what I want to talk about this morning, about waiting on your harvest. He says that he uses the phrases, let us not be weary. He uses the phrase in due season, and if we faint not. Now, what does that say to us? That tells us that there's going to be a waiting period. Yeah. Nobody's tempted to faint or grow weary if everything happens immediately. Yeah. But how many of we know it doesn't work that way in the natural, right? You don't go plant a seed, and the next day, there it is. You see some of the big trees in town, some of the big oak trees like Long Lincoln and so forth, where you see some of those gigantic oak trees. You know what? That started from a little seed. But the person that planted that seed didn't plant that acorn and say, get out of the way. Well, you know, it's going to be a long time. It takes time. You plant seed in the garden. How many know? It takes time, doesn't it? Before it comes up, it takes time. So it's during that time that you can get weary. It's during that time you can lose heart. But what you got to hang on to is this. There's a due season coming. You know what the word due means? What happens if your water bill's due? Some of you don't know. Let me tell you what happens. You got to pay it or you lose your water. They'll be out there. Right? They'll be out there turning your meter off. You say, well, I'll just go back out there and turn it back on, Pastor. Well, they'll come and jerk it out. How many know that? So why? Because something's due, right? Something's due. Something's owed, right? So when we're sowing seed, that's why you can't mock God. It's not that God owes us anything. It's that His laws work. He put this in, not only in the natural, but in the spirit. He put this in. And so when we sow, we got a due season coming. We got to know it's coming. It's due. It's due me. Right? It's due. Because it's just part of God's law. Amen? But I want to talk about that this morning. I'm going to look at a few scriptures this morning because I want to talk about that this morning. And I just want to encourage you and stir you up not to lose heart, not to faint, because maybe something didn't happen overnight. I was writing to our partners and I said, most of the healings I've had in the last 40 some years have not come immediately, but they've come over a period of time. You know, I'm like most people here. I like it fast. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. You know, like I've teased about Miss Phyllis many times when McDonald's had, yep. I'll never forget this. It's good preaching material. Some of you will not remember this, but some of you remember. Remember when McDonald's decided to put in a 30-second clock?
No, I don't remember that.
Yes, you do. Because I went through the drive-thru with you many times. Does anybody besides me remember that? I mean, I think some people think I'm just making that story up. No. Years ago, McDonald's had this bright idea to put in a 30-second clock. It means to the time you tell them what you want on the speaker, to the time you get your order, is supposed to be 30 seconds. You figure out how good the food is.
Yeah. Or you get it free.
Or you get it free. That's right. Was it free you got in home?
Yeah.
I think you got it free. Okay. She would watch that clock. Man, would she watch that clock. And she would tell me, it's past 30 seconds. Just tell them it's past 30 seconds. And you know, I'm like, let's just have a little grace here, sister. I mean, so it's 34 seconds. 34.7 seconds. Okay, come on, let's have But have you know, the laws of sowing and reaping, they don't work that way. Amen. Now, there are times, don't misunderstand me, there are times that we do get instant harvest. I've had that happen. But I just think it's important for people to understand that's generally not the case. There's usually a seed sown, and then there's, you know, just like in your garden, you go plant seed, you don't expect there to be full corn in the ear the next day. You know, it's going to be a process. It's going to be a few days or some days before you even see anything sticking out of the ground. You know, and after that, it's still not ready to put the sickle in and harvest it, because it's going to take some time. So we have to understand that there's a lot of the things of God that God's going to do in our life, they're not going to happen immediately. They're not going to happen overnight. That's why we got to stick with it, you know. If everything happened fast and immediately, well, everybody would be faith giants. But it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. It's just by knowing that we have done, see, like I think it's like in Hebrews chapter 10, it talks about after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And it says you have need of. You have need of. I don't know if you have need of something. then you know what? You have need of it. Yeah. God says you have need of it. You have need of patience or endurance or sticking with it, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So you're not going to receive the promise necessarily overnight. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Amen? Amen? You know, like one guy said one time, someone told him, said, your ministry took off overnight. He said, yeah, it sure did. He said, but it was the longest night I ever spent. He said, this guy didn't see all the years we couldn't get anybody to come to the meetings. He didn't see all those years. He wasn't there. The part he saw looked like it happened overnight, because that's the way God does things. It's sudden, and when it happens, bam, it happens. And so we have to just stay with it, with our faith, right? We just have to keep believing and keep doing what the Bible says. Amen? So here, when we hear the phrases, when we see those phrases, faint not, don't be weary in well-doing, due season, it all speaks to us one thing, and that's this, that there's going to be some time involved. It implies waiting. That's part of the process of a harvest. It's always been that way. It's always going to be that way. It's never changed. So it's going to be that way. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 8. And I hope this is making sense this morning. Genesis chapter 8. Go there. This is a scripture that I really like. I've preached on a lot over the years. Genesis chapter 8. Because there's something in here I want us to see. Genesis chapter 8. Go with me to verse. We're just going to read one verse, verse 22. Bible says, while the earth remains. How many know this is still valid then? Got up this morning, earth's still out there. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Now, I want to say to you and suggest to you by the scriptures, and I prove it by the word, where it talks about seed time and harvest, it's not just natural seed time and harvest, but there's a spiritual seed time and harvest. The Bible talks about that. And the Bible talks about, how many know that if anybody got in came up for prayer this morning and said, Pastor, would you please pray? I said, what do you need prayer for, brother, sister? They said, I want you to pray that it's going to turn night tonight. You need prayer, but not for that. It always turns night. I've been on the earth heading for 70 years. I've never had a day yet it didn't turn night. If anybody comes this summer and says, Pastor, I want you to agree with me. What for? That it'll turn winter this year. First of all, I'm not agreeing with you on that. Even if it were possible that, you know, it wouldn't, I'm not going to agree with you that it will. It can stay summer all winter. I don't care. All right? So we see these things, just they're true, right? When God said it, it's never changed. Never has. That it's a guarantee. Well, the same thing is true about seed time and harvest. It's always going to work. If you plant a seed, you're always going to get a harvest. Now, I like to look at it this way. It's kind of a twist on words, but it is true. I like to look at it this way. Seed plus time equals harvest. You notice it's not seed, harvest. And I know I'm playing on words, but it's true. It's seed, time, harvest. Right? I like seed, harvest. Forget time. But you know, there's always, I'm just almost always going to be time. I have had instant manifestations. I believe in instant manifestations, but I also know as a born-again believer in Christ, sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes it takes a little time. So there's a time frame between planting and harvesting. How many know we spend more time waiting than we do receiving? Waiting is actually the longest time frame. Think about the farmer. We used to have a guy, he's in heaven now, but years when we first started a church that came to the church, him and his wife, real sweet couple, and he was a farmer, and he loved farming. He told me one day, he said, Pastor, I'm believing. I don't remember exactly how he said it, but he's believing. They said, you know, when I get to heaven and have my mansion, there's going to be corn and soybean right up to it. To each his own, right? I'll take mountains and water and trees, okay? He wants soybean and corn, all right? But he loved farming. But you know what? Listen, I'd been to his house, Phyllis and I, and stuff like that. You know, in the springtime, he was really busy. He's out there planting. I don't know, he had hundreds of acres of land. I don't know how much he had, but he was out there planting in the springtime. He was really busy sowing seed. But then there was a period where, I'm not saying he didn't do anything, but there just wasn't that much activity.
Right.
Then he got over here to harvest time and he got really busy again. Amen. I have actually been given a truckload of soybeans. What'd you do with them, Pastor? Well, you know, what do you do with soybeans? You sell them. Yeah, he gave me a truckload of soybeans. I think maybe another friend of his, he gave us one of his truckloads of soybeans, so we kind of split it in half, and he sold it for us. But anyway, I've had a harvest of soybeans. Praise the Lord. But my point is that there that in between period between the sowing and the harvest, that's a waiting period. But see, he put the seed in the ground expecting something to happen down the road. He didn't expect to plant the soybean or corn and then the next day go out there and harvest it. He knew there was going to be a waiting period. So when Paul's talking about that in Galatians, how many know he's using the illustration of planting seed naturally, but we do it spiritually. And it's the same process. We plant the seed, there's a waiting period, and then here comes the harvest. And it's during that period of time of waiting that people get discouraged, that people give up. Well, I thought God, I thought it would have happened faster. I thought, well, listen, everybody, the word says due season. You have a season it's due in, but that's not your determination. Your job is plant the seed. Your job is to harvest it when it's grown. But it's God who's doing the in-between thing. Amen? Look at Isaiah 64. Isaiah 64. A little different this morning, but I hope you're getting something out of this because I just want to stir you up, not to give up, because it hasn't happened in your time frame. Let me tell you something. You say, well, I wish God would hurry up. I'm getting older. Well, we all are. And so, but he does things right. How many of you know that? He does it at the right time. Amen. Isaiah 64, verse 4, I'm reading out of the Old King James Bible. It says, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waits for him. So that scripture tells me that while I'm waiting, God's preparing some things. Think about it. Some other translations say that he acts or he's working while we're waiting. Because that word can mean that too. It also means prepared. In other words, while we're waiting, God is busy. God is busy. It's just like this man I was talking about, that this, he said that the man came to him and said, your ministry took off overnight. And he said, yes, but it was the longest night I've ever spent. Now here's the story behind it. When he started out, he just wasn't going seemingly anywhere. He'd go preach in places and have four people come, and one's the pastor and his wife. All right? And he said one time he was having a meeting like that, and the Lord said, your meeting's going to change. It's going to turn. And he goes to the meeting and there's four people. And he said, which way you plan on it turning, Lord? Makes you wonder, right? Like God says it's going to turn. You get there, there's four people. Which way are we going? It can't go much worse. But he said he just went on like that for years and years. He said, but here's what he said. He said, you know, he said, all the time we were making cassette tapes. You know what I'm saying? In those days it was cassette tapes. Remember those? And he said, those were just, people were buying them and they were going everywhere and going all over the place. He said, I didn't know what God was doing, but God was taking those tapes and they were getting it even in other countries. And he said, I didn't know all that. I didn't know what the Lord was doing, but God was building a base. You know, it's kind of like with God. You keep drilling and putting the dynamite in the mountain. It's work. It's hard. But then there may be a day that, bam, sets it all off at once and the whole mountain goes blowing up. But that's what this guy said. He said, what this guy saw, he said, in 1 year, he said, after many, 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 many years, and 1 year, this was the days when radio was the thing. It was the big thing. I remember those days. I was on the radio, man. If you were anybody with anything, you were on the radio, you know? So we were on the radio for several years. And so he was on the, he said he went from, now listen to this, and this is something, he went from zero radio stations to over 700 in 1 year. I don't think you get that. You think about some of the talk radio guys that are famous. And no, they're not on near 700 radio stations. You know, the king of talk radio, Rush Limbaugh, remember him? He was on 400 and some. This guy went from zero to 700 in 1 year. That's why the guy said, look, man, your ministry took off overnight. He said, yeah, but it was the longest night I ever spent. See, what happened? No, he didn't. The seeds were planted. The waiting time was there. Harvest came. Right? You know, it's just like the farmer. If you walk out to the farmer and you see 600 acres of corn, you say, man, that came up overnight. I said, where were you at? No, it didn't come up overnight. It doesn't come up overnight. It comes up through faith and patience. Amen. Did you get anything today? Let's go to one last scripture. Let's go here to 1 Corinthians, and I want to stop there. 1 Corinthians. I know we haven't gone long today, but we're not done yet either. 1 Corinthians. Let's go there. Chapter 3. 1 Corinthians 3. So, you know, like even the scripture where Jesus said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you what? You shall have them. He didn't say immediately, but he said you shall. Shall can mean a process, see. It could be immediately. And I don't want to put you in this time frame, or frame of mind, I should say, that nothing happens immediately. Some things do. But you have to be prepared that there may be something called time. Amen. Seed, time equals harvest. Seed plus time equals harvest. Now, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 6, Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, y'all got it? Chapter 3, verse 6, Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So notice it's up to men, us, to plant and to water, but it's up to God to give the increase. Increase is God's department. Sometimes I think we try to do God's part and realize just do your part, which is plant and water. Now, what I mean by water, well, we'll talk about that. Years ago, when I was a teenager, I could have been 13, 14, 15, in that range. I like to plant, you know, at parents, mom and dad's house. We lived out in the country and, you know, had some land there on the side of the house that was big enough for a good-sized garden. And I would like to go out there and plant a garden sometimes, you know, plant stuff in it. I didn't do it all the time, but every once in a while, you know how it is with the young person, every once in a while they do something refreshing and surprise you, like, can I help you with the dishes or something? And so I just, you know, I'm going to plant a garden. And so I got this garden and I plant different things, you know, stuff that that people like. A lot of it I don't care for, you know, but then corn, I like corn a lot, and corn is a vegetable. So are McDonald's fries. Praise the Lord. But I would plant different things. I plant a lot of corn, you know, and all that. And, you know, I had planted some, and it wasn't raining. And so I decided we're going to have to water these plants, you know. They're just little tiny things sticking up out of the ground. We're very big yet. So we're going to have to water these plants. And this farmer had given us, I don't know, several, like 5-gallon plastic jugs that he had given to us. And they were, you know, I don't know, like 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10, quite a few that he'd given to us. We had, you know, we lived in a rural area and there were farmers all around us, and he gave them to us. And so I filled those up with water, and I carried them out there and watered all of those plants with that water. And in about a day or two, they all were wilting. They were dying. And so after some investigation, I found out that those containers were empty Roundup containers. You know, he got them for his farm, and they were big jugs. He bought them by big jugs. And so the residue of that is still in there. So when you mix water in there, it breaks it loose, and I'm pouring Roundup on the garden, basically. So guess what? No harvest. Even though I planted seed, I didn't get a harvest. Why? Because I poured poison on my seed. Do you know many believers do that? See, when Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, what does that mean? Well, I know it as a traveling minister when I travel, that I go into a pastor's, like I'll go to Pastor Sonny's on Saturday. I go in there. I know him and his wife have planted and planted and planted and planted seed in those people. I'm just going to come in and water what they planted. I'm not coming in and planting something different. I'm not planting anything that they haven't already heard. I'm going to go in and water it with more word.
That's right.
Right? Yep. See, we water our seed with meditation in God's word. Right? We water our seed with faith by continuing to believe. We water the seed by our confession of our mouth. Right? You know, and sometimes people will plant seed and then they talk contrary to the harvest that they want. As Charles Capps used to say, if you want the dog, don't call the cat. You want the cat, don't call the dog. But I see this all kinds of times. I don't understand why I'm not receiving this, Pastor. It could be you're poisoning your seed. You're watering it with poison. You plant seeds for healing, and he said, I guess I'll ever be well. My parents had this, I'll always have this. Well, guess what you're doing? You're watering your seed, but you're watering it with poison. See, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. You don't want to kill the plant. In other words, if you're planting a seed, you got to take care of the seed after it's planted. You got to keep the weeds out. I see this happen with people that give their lives to Jesus. You know, Jesus talked about it, that, you know, that they receive the word with joy, but when tribulation comes or trials come, immediately they're offended or they stumble. They give up. Then he talks about those that allow cares and of this life and, you know, lust of other things and deceitfulness of riches, so cares and, you know, distractions and then, you know, they love money. It's okay to have money, but you don't want to love money. They love money, and it gets in the way of them having a harvest of good things in their life. But those on the good ground are those that hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit with patience, the Bible says. They don't give up on their harvest. Come on, is anybody getting anything this morning? Might be a little bit boring this morning. I don't know. You can sleep with this afternoon, take a nap. But I'm just saying to you, you got to know this is the truth, that most people blame it on the Lord, but we've aborted the process because we've poisoned the seed. Amen. I try not to do that. I'm not perfect at it, but I try not to do that with those things in my life. I try not to believe God for something and then talk contrary to what I believe in. Because when I believe, I've sown a seed. If I've really believed, I've sown the seed for that harvest. But now I've got to take care of that seed. I've got to water it. Don't pour Roundup on it. Amen. Don't let weeds get in there. Don't let those things get in there. You got to do the right things. Amen. And I love this. I'm going to read this to you, and we'll close with this morning. You don't necessarily have to go there unless you just want to go there. I'm going to Psalm 25. I want to show you something here, what the Bible says about this, that if we wait on the Lord, I want to read this to you, Psalm 25. There's a lot of scriptures about waiting on God in the Bible, and they promise good things. They that wait upon the Lord shall what? Renew their strength. And you know, when we talk about wait, let me say this about wait, and even some translations will say this to make it plain, wait in faith. It didn't talk about just a time frame of waiting, just only. It's what you do during that time frame. See, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises, as we said. They work together. Amen. See, faith without patience will quit. Patience without faith is just putting up with something. Amen. And you know what? And you hear people say religious things. Well, I've been waiting on the Lord. If you could die for me, Pastor. How long have you been waiting? 74 years. Well, I would say you didn't sow any seed. You expected God to sow the seed. See, other people, I'm just waiting on the Lord to heal me. Well, that's... Wait, we got to analyze that. Did you sow some seed in your life? Did you find out what the Bible says about healing promises and put it in the planet in your heart? Did you do that? Because if you didn't do that, how could you're asking God to do it? But He gave us this. He gave us the seed to sow. Amen. Does that make sense to you? Look at verse 1, Psalm 25. David said, "Unto Thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I will trust in Thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me." Verse 3, "Yea, let none that wait on Thee be ashamed." You know, if you wait on God and you're truly waiting on God in faith, you're not going to be ashamed. It's going to come to pass. Amen. And it may be a little bit down the road, but it's coming. And it'll be just as fun. Amen. When it's down the road, you'll be glad you waited. Amen. Amen. I used to, like I said, when I was a kid, when I plant those gardens, after I plant, I'd go out there every day and look and see if I could see something. You know, and for a few days, you know, I don't know how long it took, a week or a week and a half, 2 weeks, whatever it was, I don't remember. I wouldn't see anything, but then eventually you'd see something. Yeah. Well, you're not done yet. You got to take care of it. You got to keep the weeds out. You got to water it. Amen. People don't do that, they don't get a good harvest. But we're going to wait for our harvest. Amen. I know this isn't an exciting message. I have a message on suddenlies. It gets more response, I can promise you that. But not everything is suddenly. That's right. Some things are. And I thank God for that. I've seen suddenlies. Amen. But I also know there's, what did I used to call them? I called them suddenlies and gradualies. I preached on that one night. Suddenlies and gradualies. There's a lot of gradualies. Amen. But I don't want you to get discouraged. I don't want you to give up just because something hadn't happened. And you think, well, I must not be a faith person. No, you're a waiting person right now. Amen. That's all.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.